You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
I've been around dogs almost my entire life. Growing up on a farm, we always had a dog. And except for a few years when I was in college, a couple years after that, where logistics and finances didn't make it practical to own a dog, I have always had a dog. My wife and I got our first dog together before we had children. We joke that it was our trial run to having children. And not only have I always been around dogs, but I've also always had this desire to work with and train my dogs. Now, that started out with just some simple tricks, eventually worked its way into formal obedience training, and then ultimately doing field and hunting training with my dogs. I should point out, I'm not a professional trainer. I've worked with professional trainers in training my dogs, but this has always been for me just a hobby and something that's been fun to do. Now, at that same time that my life and training with dogs was evolving and growing, so was my career. I worked most of my career in accounting and finance. Started out with what I describe as a bookkeeping position, and over the years progressed through running departments and divisions, companies, ultimately owning and running my own companies. For anyone who's ever gone through similar career developments, anyone who's ever moved from doing to managing the doers, you're well aware that there's this thing called leadership that comes along with those jobs. It's not talked about a whole lot, and unfortunately, it's not trained a whole lot before we get into those positions, but it certainly is there. So while these two paths of mine were progressing, my dog training and my career, there came a point in time where I came to the realization that what I was doing in both of these areas was really the same thing. Now, quite some time ago, I was given a definition of leadership, and I want to use that here to make my point. Now, leadership is defined as influencing people by providing purpose, direction, and motivation while operating to accomplish the mission and improve the organization. Let me just repeat that definition. Influencing people by providing purpose, direction, and motivation while operating to accomplish the mission and improve the organization. Well, I'll tell you today that dog training is the same thing. Let me give you my definition of dog training. Okay? Influencing dogs by providing purpose, direction, and motivation while operating to accomplish the mission and improve the organization. All of that is true in dog training. Now, in dog training, the organization is me, or maybe it's my family. The mission is whatever I want it to be, and I have to provide purpose, direction, and motivation to get my dog to work towards my mission. And believe me, my mission is not always the same as his mission. So what I want to do here today is share some of the experiences I've had and lessons that I've learned with the hope that they can be beneficial to you in your leadership role. Now, one of the words that I used in our definition of leadership was motivation. I believe this may be the key word in that whole definition. Now, there's certainly been plenty written and spoken about as to how to motivate people. And while the how to motivate people is certainly important, I feel that often what gets lost in the motivation conversation is the part about what motivates, because I believe it is the foundation of how to motivate someone, understanding what it is that motivates that individual. Let me explain this more by going back and talking to my dogs and talking about dog training. I've owned three dogs since I've got married. All three were golden retrievers. The first dog was Jake. From early on with Jake, I did obedience training with him because it was familiar to me. And I had done it before with other dogs. And we went on to participate in some AKC obedience trials, and Jake did very well with that. He was a very trainable dog. We then I then move that to do, to some field training. I like to hunt. I recognize that he had some hunting instincts and thought, you know, this would be good. I think it would be fun to do this with him. Well, to be honest with you, I struggled mightily. We did accomplish some things, mostly because it was instinctive to Jake and not because of my training abilities, but it was a very frustrating experience. I'd get angry. We struggled because in field training now, what's different with that than obedience training is oftentimes the dog could be 100 yards away from me and I'm trying to get him to do something. Well, I have no physical control over him. I can yell all I want. He's not understanding what I'm asking. And it just can lend to a real frustrating experience. Where obedience training, most of the time you start out with the dog right at your side, and it's much easier to control the dog. I mean, you have some physical control over them. But field training was totally different. And it just led to a very frustrating experience. Jake did well. We hunted. You know, he did things well, but based on his instincts more than what I could train him. Our second dog then, after Jake passed on, was Chester. And Chester came from the same kennel that Jake did. They had similar backgrounds. So not much difference between those two dogs.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.